What's Up with Jodie Barton by Hayley Long, read by Lisa Coleman. Chapter 1. Life can be pretty weird sometimes. It seriously can. Sometimes, just when you think you're rocking along nicely and minding your own business, life throws you a complete curveball and leaves you feeling totally and utterly freaked out. And when that happens, the important thing is to stay calm and not do anything stupid. So far in my life, I've had to cope with 3 of these curveballs, and they've all been thrown at me within the past year. The first came just before the end of year 10, when Chatty Chong gave me his phone number. Chatty Chong never gives his phone number to anyone. Usually, he doesn't even speak to anyone. That's why everyone calls him Chatty Chong. But then, one day, at the end of maths lesson, he walked over to my desk, dumped his massive Gola bag down on it and said, "Do you want to pair up with me on this next maths project, yeah?" And I shrugged my shoulders and said, "OK, then," because Chatty Chong is brilliant at maths. He's even better at it than I am, and I got 96% in my last test. And Mrs. Hamoud, my maths teacher, said I would have got top marks if I'd spent more time on improper fractions and less time doodling in the answer book. Chatty Chong sort of smiled and said, "I'll give you my number so we can talk about maths on the phone, yeah?" And I shrugged my shoulders and said, "OK, then." So he unzipped his bag, took out his pencil tin and scribbled down his phone number on a piece of graph paper. And then he pushed the paper towards me, sort of smiled again and said, "See you tomorrow, yeah?" And without another word to anyone, he picked up his Gola bag and walked out of the classroom. But here's the really weird bit. When I looked down at that piece of paper, my heart nearly stopped. Chatty Chong's phone number...